Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Coral reefs are extraordinarily diverse ecosystems, home to fish, sea turtles, and countless other marine species. But reefs are in trouble. Climate change is causing more heat waves in the oceans, and when corals get hot, they bleach, expelling the algae that give them vibrant colors and food. With time, bleached corals can recover, but they often die if heat waves last too long or occur repeatedly.
When you see one of these beautiful ecosystems with so much diversity and so much going on, and you see it die before your very eyes, it's just heartbreaking.
C. Mark Aiken is the former head of Coral Reef Watch at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In a new study, he and his colleagues found that a 2014 to 2017 heat wave caused moderate or more severe bleaching in more than half of the world's reefs. And it caused moderate or greater mortality in 15% of reefs. Some groups are working to restore reefs, but as the climate warms, intense heat waves continue to put coral reefs in peril.
So the most important thing we can do right now is to address climate change. If we don't do that, the rest of it is going to be futile.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hi, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fantastic, phenomenal, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Leon LaHavis, Lady Ray, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Amy Winehouse, Begonia, Wild Bell, Tisha, and so much more. We're going to kick off the full 2 hours with an electronic solo project that describes her music as dark music for bright times. Or maybe it's the other way around. I think that feels more fitting. Anyways, it is Ella Minus right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Music right there from one of England's most talked about producers, Tisha. The song is called Running. That comes from Tisha's debut album, Capricorn Sun. In the middle, it is music from Chicarica. Chicarica are a synth-pop trio out of Santiago, Chile. Their latest album, Inverno on the Playa, translates to Water on the Beach. And the title is apt with the music that the trio makes. It is wispy, chilly vocals juxtaposed with late summer beach sunset vibes. It is dark dance sounds for the lonely dance floor. You know what? I translated that wrong. It is not water on the beach, winter on the beach. Inverno in the Playa from Chicarica. We heard the song Odyssey. And then we kicked off the entire 2 hours with Ella Minus from her debut album, Acts of Rebellion. We heard the song They Told Us It Was Hard, But They Were Wrong. This song, Ella Minus, talks about it, that she wanted to make a hymn for weirdos, for everybody who was told that their ideas won't work or cannot be done. They told us it was hard, but they were wrong. I love that. A hymn for weirdos. That is all of us that are tuning in weekly for Girly So Groovy. I wear weirdo like a wonderful badge, and I hope you do too. All right, let's keep things moving. Right now I've got music from Oakland, California, electronic duo Brigine right now here on Girly So Groovy.
This gets so high that we don't feel nothing. This gets so high that we don't feel nothing. This getting by looks a bit too rough on you. Just do like I do, it's much less crushing. And getting by doesn't seem so hard to do. Shave your legs, don't worry about the time, it's ticking away.
Let's get-